Good morning, this is Kate and Claire with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, 27 secondary schools in Queensland are taking part in the Hydrogen Gateway to Industry Schools program. This course, being delivered by Energy Skills Queensland, aims to provide students with a pathway to work in the hydrogen industry. Students undertaking the course will focus on STEAM subjects, science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics. They will learn everything from the engineering of the product to its distribution and exportation. Schools implementing the course aim to stay ahead of the curve. The hydrogen industry in Queensland is expected to grow by $19 billion by the year 2040.
Over 2,800 mid-range drink drivers have had ignition interlocks fitted to their vehicles since additional drink driving reforms were implemented in September 2021. Interlocks requiring drivers to give a breath sample to start their vehicle were initially only required for high-range drink drivers until 2021, where requirements were reduced in a bid to prevent dangerous driving. The Department of Transport and Main Roads has confirmed that 16,499 Queensland motorists committing a drink driving offence in 2022, with 880 caught more than once. Transport Minister Mark Bailey described the numbers as unacceptable, and that with last year's road toll the worst in over a decade, it is crucial for Queenslanders to remain focused on the goal of zero road deaths or serious injuries by 2050.
In national news, an Australia-wide sleep study to find support methods for children living with neurodisabilities has begun, hoping to create national guidelines to help health professionals navigate sleep difficulties. Queensland Children's Hospital paediatric respiratory and sleep doctor Jasnik Chawla said that a majority of the 500,000 Australian children with neurodisabilities suffer from difficulty sleeping. The first two phases of the study are underway, including a survey and the development of specialised sleep monitoring mats. The third phase will be a randomised trial of different sleep interventions to treat chronic insomnia in children. She said the study aims to evaluate which strategies are most effective and improve quality of life for not only the children affected, but their parents and family members.
Canberra is set to get 126 new police officers after continued complaints from the ACT police chief about the Capital Territory having the fewest police per capita in Australia, at 205 officers per 100,000 people. Additionally, the Canberra Liberal Party and AFP are calling for increased police funding, as the Territory is the lowest spending jurisdiction when it comes to police services, at $452 a head instead of the national average of $574. The police, ambulance and clinician early response team will continue to enable a more vigilant and responsive approach to mental health support.
In international news, New Zealanders have been put on notice as seal silly season begins to loom large. The government has issued a formal notice warning residents to expect high numbers of seals across the country. The Department of Conservation warns the public that the seals are exploratory by nature. In previous seal seasons, the flippid creatures have been found on highways, golf courses, and even inside residential homes. Sea lions and seals are legally protected in New Zealand. Conservation workers generally don't disturb or attempt to relocate the animals unless they're in immediate danger.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is so cold that you can skip the gym on account of all the shivering you'll be doing. Great cardio! It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can